Hallelujah. If you've been set free, thank Jesus for it. Come on, somebody. Very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, what a great, great, great crowd we have here today. Good looking group, too. Yeah, nudge your neighbor and say, that's you. Come on, somebody. Yeah, hopefully you're related to them. Just a thought. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm confident of, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I am certain that God, who began a good work within you. How many people here, God began a good work in you? How many of you hoping he'd start something today? I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, he began a good work. We'll continue his work until it's finally finished on the day that Jesus Christ returns. And I just want to tell you, we're not here just holding on until Jesus comes back. We haven't cashed it in. We're not like mailing it in. We believe that our best days are ahead. Yes. Do you believe that? Not just only physically or financially, but spiritually, we believe that God is at work, right? I really believe that. See, I didn't come here today out of obligation. I didn't come here today to fulfill an obligation. I came here today not to give you information, but I came here today out of anticipation and expectation and participation that will lead to consecration. Try that on for size. Yeah. No, see, there's an expectation and an anticipation that when we're all together, God is going to do something so that the rest of the week, God's going to follow up on what he started here. Just like when the day we met him, he's continuing to work, right? And because God has created us for freedom. And this is our launching verse, John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free. Come on, when you say indeed, you got to like really say it. Okay, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free.
Indeed.
That's right, yeah. You got to almost say that with like a little attitude. That's like, remember, that's like several exclamation points. I believe you can never have enough exclamation points. Okay, I really believe that. And this is one of those. And so God sets us free. That means I've been released from bondage. And I've been released. The shackles have been taken off my feet. And I'm released from captivity here. I've been delivered. But I'm going to realize my destiny in Christ. You have a destiny in Christ. God is unfolding his destiny in your life. Now, unfortunately, many of us think that that's only to do with like physical things or where we're at here. But I just want to tell you, it's spiritual. It's a spiritual destiny here. And see, many of us, we never move beyond just a few additions to our personality, and we never get to the point where we tap in on our spirituality. God doesn't just want to make you a better version of you. He wants to make you the best version of him. See, you got to grab that. See, many of us were thinking like, well, this is just the way God made me. I'm melancholy, I'm sanguine, I'm all these other things, and I'm this and I'm that. It's like, this is as good as it gets. And I want to tell you, no, God is doing a work spiritually within us. But unfortunately, we don't tap into spiritually. We just think if I can just get my personality just under control, everything will be okay. God doesn't just want your spiritual or your personality under control. He wants to release you spiritually so you can be dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. No, we got to get this. See, being made into the image of God is a process produced not by imitation, but by inhabitation. It's the inhabitation of the Holy Spirit that makes us pleasing to God. It's not me coming here today and singing loud and raising my hands. It's not only that. It's not me just going to a group on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's not me just doing those things. It's a spiritual thing where the Spirit of God comes in and inhabits my life and produces good things in me. This is what I want to unfold to you because we use this term all the time. What does it mean to lead a Spirit-led life? What does it really mean to be, like, what does it look like and what does it mean? So this is what we want to help you with here. The big idea today is this. Being Spirit-led provides freedom from sin. Everybody say freedom from sin. The fruit of the Spirit in finding your purpose. How many of you, at least one of those, you could use today? How many, at least two? How many want to go for the hat trick? Come on, somebody. Yeah, but see, this is spirit-led life. This isn't me trying harder life. There's a difference. And I didn't say that we don't try harder, but it's the Spirit of God that produces these things. So I want to go with you today to Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read a lot of verses. We're going to have some fun walking through this, but we're going to uncover freedom from sin, fruit of the Spirit, and finding your purpose. This is what we're going to uncover today. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Pastor Nick, are you ready? Come on. Rachel, are you ready? You're ready. Come on. Doing such a great, great job. There's a real move of God happening here at the White Oak campus. I'm telling you. See, you get in it so long, you don't realize it, but there's a move of God happening.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's a move of God happening. This isn't a move of Nick. This isn't a move of Rick. This is a move of the Holy Spirit you're into. It's a movement. It really, really is. I want you to catch that. And I'm excited. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions here. Now, how many of you have ever thought to yourself, the very things I want to do, I don't do, and the very things I don't want to do, I end up doing? How many of you thought that this morning? It's easy, right? Because there's this spiritual war going on for our lives. We sang songs this morning about Jesus winning that war spiritually, not just intellectually, but spiritually. And so the Apostle Paul is writing to a group of people just like you here. And he's saying, okay, if you want to live in freedom, walk, live by the Holy Spirit. The breath of God is Holy Spirit. Guide means to walk. It means to the habitual lifestyle here. It's getting directions from God. That's what he's saying here to us. Walk according to the Spirit, and you won't have time to fulfill the lust of your flesh. Now, I don't know about you, but like every now and then, all somebody has to say is, don't look. And what do you want to do? If I said, don't look over there, don't look over there, don't look over there. I mean, am I right? My wife and I always laugh. We say like, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, every now and then at home, you get a knock on the door and there's a water main break. And they say, we got to turn off your water. I could be dehydrated for 3 years. But the moment they say you don't have water, I'm thirsty. I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Fill up everything. I want to flush every toilet and take 6 showers and drink a gallon of water immediately when they say there's no water. Are you tracking? Like, see, as soon as you say, I don't have that, it's like, I got to have it. Is anybody else? I mean, it's similar. We live in Western Pennsylvania. And as soon as they say it's going to snow, immediately you need toilet paper. Bread and milk. Am I right? Some reason it comes to mind at that moment. But see, as soon as you think I can't have something, and this is the way we do in our lives, we focus on don't do that, stop that. Don't do that. Come on, stop that. Don't look there. Don't think that. You're thinking bad thoughts. You're not good enough. Come on, you got to try harder. You got to do this. And what it does is it frustrates us because we're not living and walking according to the Spirit. We're just trying to battle the flesh. And so you can battle the flesh and battle your mind, but until we do it with the Word of God, His directions, and we get instructions on the front end, we're going to be frustrated. Are you with me today? And that's what he's saying here. He's saying there's a couple different ways you can do this here. You can do it with legalism. Do what's right. Shape up. try harder. If you don't do the right thing, you're going to be in trouble and God's going to smite you. Or we go to license. Well, you know, God gets me. I can do what I want. And he'll just love me in the end. And then he'll just learn to live with it. It's like both of those are wrong. And the Apostle Paul is saying, you don't approach everything with legalism, nor approach everything with a complete license that you can do whatever you want. How about we get Spirit-led on the front end? And we habitually walk with the Holy Spirit. When I'm walking with him, I don't have time. I can get free from sin. And there are people in this room right now, you think that your good intentions are good enough, but they're not working. Right. Have you ever done something with good intentions, but it didn't work? Yes. Two Christmases ago, my wife, Natalie, she leading up to Christmas, she kept saying how cold she was. Boy, it's so cold. Boy, it's so cold. Man, it's cold. And so I decided to fix the problem. Where's all the men out there? Come on, somebody. Where's all the men? Is there any men? Yeah, come on. Yeah. Please help me here. Don't leave me hanging here, okay? You're scared, okay? I know you're scared, just like I should have been. And so I bought my wife these beautiful pajamas. Beautiful. Warm. I mean, I borrowed no expense. And I blessed her with these. And it was like 3 weeks later, she said, what were you thinking? And I said, you said you were cold. She said, I don't want to wear those. She said, this is what she said. She's not here today, so I can say this. It's being recorded. Okay. She said, they look like fuddy-duddy old pajamas. That's what she said. And that's what she said. Those are her exact words. Those are her exact words. And for those of you that missed what I said, I was not swearing, by the way. I was not a cuss word. And so, but my good intentions were to fix something, but I didn't fix them. Because I didn't do it according to what blesses her. I did it what I was going to fix it on my own. We do the same thing with God. We have good intentions, and we're going to fix it on our own rather than allowing him to produce something good in us that we really solve the problem, which is being led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. I want you to catch this, because we get freedom from sin, but we cash it in here. It's what we focus on here. This is it. And so verse 18. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law. Directed means to bring or to lead or to bring. It's implying guidance from bringing you from one place to another. God didn't just release you from sin. He brought you from one place to another place. He brought you from one kingdom where one kingdom rules your mind to another kingdom rules your mind. See, spiritually, this is what happens. And we're going to spend the rest of our lives figuring this out here. Now, listen, I don't know a lot about movies and plays and all, but I do know this, that the director has the last say. The director says, okay, you're going to stand here, you're going to stand here, you're going to do this, you're going to say, am I right? Okay. The Holy Spirit is the director. The Holy Spirit's the one directing. So let the Holy Spirit, let the breath of God lead you and guide you and put you into place. That's what we're communicating here. It's an inner influence. It's not just on the outside. It's on the inside here. See, that's where he wants to produce it. God's not just saying, go produce something on your own. Just be happier. Just imitate so-and-so. No, he's saying you can have joy and peace and life, and you can have the Holy Spirit help inside of you. It's present for you. It's available to you if we'll just ask him for help on the front end. On the front end here. verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Can anybody tell me, does that sound like our country right now or what? No, really, does it sound like the day and age we live right now? See, people say all the time, well, the Bible's outdated, the Bible doesn't speak. I don't know, I think it's speaking. I think it's right there. The Bible doesn't translate right. No, it translates pretty good. Right there. When you follow, when you get in line with the desires of your sinful nature, these are the results. Depending on how you break this out, there's 18 different Greek words here. Pretty much there's 16 different sins listed, because how many of y'all know when you get rolling, it's easy to focus on the negative? And he also says, and other ones like these. It's like the Apostle Paul says, and all the rest. There's a lot. But he says, when you follow after the desires of your sinful nature, this is the result. And I want to let you know, you don't have to live there. You don't have to live there. No, I thought you'd get excited about that. I don't know. I keep writing in my notes, pause here. I don't know why I do that. You don't have to live with all this stuff. You don't have to live there. You can live in freedom. You can live according to the Spirit's ruling and reigning under control of the Holy Spirit here. The kingdom of God is where he rules and reigns in our hearts. See, he wants to rule and reign in our heart. The Spirit of God, the living God, wants to get in front of it. The problem is we wait till we get in our car, we don't look for directions, we just start driving, and when we get lost enough, then we'll ask for help. That's right. We don't look, we're not looking in the front end. Why don't we get help on the front end? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, guide me. God's taking us from one place to another here. These are signs. Listen, when you experience this, this isn't a sign that God gave up on you. It's a sign he's not done working. See, whenever you get, okay, God's not done with me. God's still working on me. The Holy Spirit's still doing the work. See, whenever we get in a time of challenge or brokenness, I was just sharing this with somebody outside the church. They were going through a real broken time. They're really, really broken. And I said, listen, what you're doing is you're all set up for a growth spurt. Because whenever you get challenged in your life, it's a growth spurt waiting to happen. Whenever you get broken in your life, it's a growth spurt waiting to happen. When you get stuff revealed to you, it's a growth spurt waiting to happen, because that's the Holy Spirit breathing life on you. That's not God saying, nothing I can do. He doesn't do that. He's leading us. Let me just try to say it this way. Temptation. It's not a test of self-control. It's a test of our relationship with God. I want you to catch this. Everybody gets tempted in their life, I don't matter how big or how little. What if we stop saying, it's like, I keep doing this so far. What if we just said, I need a deeper relationship with God? See, what if I approached it as if I needed, my relationship with God is going deeper. Every time you're challenged, I keep saying this, in every aspect of your life, with a friendship or marriage or any area, it's a deeper trust with God. He's pulling you deeper into himself. See, if we approach it that way, I know the problem. I'm gonna pull myself closer to God here. That's what I'm doing here. This is why we do Victory and Freedom Weekends. This is why we do them. To get us free from all the stuff that leads us and guides us and pushes our life. That's why I want you to get to Victory and Freedom. It's a Friday night. You go Friday night for a couple hours, and then you go home, and you come back in the morning from like 8:30 in the morning till 9 at night. And it's an inventory. It's designed to help you. It's a design to help free you. It's a desire to help free you from all the stuff that holds you captive. If we would get in front of some of these things, it's amazing what the Holy Spirit can do when I'll just walk with Him. God wants us to have something else. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit. 9 of them here. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Look at all those things. God wants you to have these things. It's God's desire for you to have these things. Most of us think, well, those things are for a select few. No, these are for you. If you belong to Jesus Christ, this is yours. But we don't view it that way. We view it as, I can produce those things in my personality, or I don't even need God for those. And we say it's God. Well, I'm going to tell you this. These things, when everything's going fine and you have these things, that's good. But when everything in your life is falling apart and you have these things, that's God. Now, I want you to catch that. See, it's not your circumstances determining that. It's the Spirit of God within you producing this. See, you got to get a picture of what God thinks of you. Like, if you were to look in heaven right now, I want you to picture heaven right now, and you saw God on His throne. You see God on His throne? I mean, it's a big throne. He's God. If you were to look over His shoulder, look over His shoulder, you're going to see a refrigerator. He has an open floor plan. You're going to see a big refrigerator. And if you look over His shoulder into the kitchen, you know what you're going to see on that refrigerator? My picture. When you get a revelation of that, it's going to change you. But you know, He has a pretty big refrigerator. Your picture's on there too. When you get a picture of the picture of you on God's refrigerator, something changes. Something clicks. Something begins to change on the inside of you. And I'm not bragging, but my picture's on there. And not only that, I have refrigerator privileges. With God. Now, I'm not in heaven yet, but I get to go into that refrigerator and get stuff. Now, see, most people don't have that picture. You're like, well, God, I don't know. I'm just hanging on. He's not pleased with me. No, He's already pleased because what Jesus did for you. And He's pulling for you. And He says, I want you to have these things right here. This is how I created you. This is how much He loves you. This is how much He's crazy about you. And let me tell you this, if you belong to God, and I'm going to say something right now, and there's going to be a few of you, this may bother you a little bit. There's nothing you could do to make Him take your picture down. No, I want that to sink in. It's not like, well, you had a bad day. God gets up. Don't make me get up again. Produce something better. That's not a picture of God. It's an inside job. That from the inside of you, God wants to produce something on the outside, and it's love and joy and peace. Have nothing to do with your circumstances, but have everything to do with His greatness and goodness that we sang about in His freedom today. This is being led by the Spirit. Now, this is what, unfortunately, some of us do. We know we're supposed to have love and joy, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, all those things. Don't we know we're supposed to have all those? Yeah. We know we're supposed to have them. And so what we do is like, okay, I got to be more loving. I got to be more loving. So we say, okay, when I get home, I'm gonna put on love. I'm loving. Natalie, I'm loving. I'm loving. Even those people that pull in before me at get-go, and they get to the pump before me. I'm loving. Bless them, Lord. And we pretend to put this on, right? But we're putting it on the outside of us. We're trying to put something, we're imitating something on the outside rather than saying, God, create this on the inside of me. And then we got another one here. We say, joy. I need some joy. I need more joy. Come on. How many of you ever said, I need more joy? You need more joy? Come on. I need joy. I got me some love and joy now. Look at me. And so we imitate it. We pretend with it. That's what we do. We put it on the outside of us, but the inside ain't changing. And then what's next? We say, I need some peace. How many of y'all could use some peace right about now? How many of y'all need some peace? You need some peace? Come on, you need peace? Come here. Excuse me, right here. Come on. Come. We're going to give you some peace right now. Everybody behind you knows you have peace. Come on. Come on, this is fruit day. How many of y'all prayed to, no, none of you are going to raise your hand. How many of y'all have prayed for patience before? Yeah. How many of y'all know that God gives you opportunity for patience? How many of y'all know, don't ever do that again? Right? Come on. God, I need more patience in my life. What really we're saying is, God, get those people out of my life. Right? Yeah, I don't need patience. Yeah. How many of you want the people that live with you to have patience? They're the ones that need patience. How many of y'all need patience in your life? How many of y'all want patience? How many of y'all want patience? Here you go. Kevin, you need some patience in your life. Come on. See, these are the gifts of the Spirit here. Come on. How many of y'all need a little bit of kindness? How many of you? Definitely somebody in your house needs this one. Come on, somebody. And goodness. You need some kindness? Really, Krista needs kindness, but that's good. How about some goodness? How many of y'all want to be good, upright before God? Upright before God. Y'all afraid now. I don't need any of these fruit. I'm good, Pastor. I'm good. Yeah, I want it on the inside. But see, this is what we keep doing. We just keep putting stuff on the outside of us, and we just keep putting it right here. And then here, faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm going to be faithful now, too. Now, this one, self-control. I love people say, I just can't help myself. People say that to me. I just can't help myself, Pastor. Can't I get angry? Can't help myself, Pastor. I look at things I shouldn't look at. Can't help myself, Pastor. People just agitate me. Can't help myself, Pastor. That people tell me this all the time. Can't help myself. I just say, I'm out of control. I come on. I get into sheets. I don't just need two hot dogs. I need four. Come on, am I right? I'm preaching right now. Come on, somebody. This is good. And this is what happens. People say, oh, I need self-control. No, you need to stop going to sheets. That's what you need in Jesus' name. You with me? I need self-control. No, you need to stop buying the 4 gallons, like the 5-gallon tub. You go to Home Depot and fill it up with ice cream. And you wonder. And people say all the time, I can't control myself. Yes, you can. And this is what I tell men, I'll tell you this all the time. Guys come to me, they whine, I say, I can't help myself. Yes, you do. And they say, no, I can't. Yes, you do. And I'll tell them all the time, I say, do you just urinate over yourself whenever you want? They say, no. I said, see, you do have self-control. They said, that's something. These are things I could say when Natalie's not here. Come on, somebody. No, but see, follow me here. I just threw that in, no extra charge. I thought that was really good. But see, what I'm trying to say is we put all these things on the outside of us, and we're trying to imitate them, but we don't allow God to produce them on the inside. And God wants to produce something on the inside that just oozes out. Are you with me? It's like, have you ever been around somebody that just had an extra garlic dinner? Glory, I'm all for it. Are you with me? I listen all the time. Natalie be making spaghetti sauce. She gets all that garlic out. I said, baby, just put a little bit behind your ears. Come on, somebody. This is like the best fragrance on the planet. Come on, somebody eats enough garlic, it just starts oozing out of them. See, if you get around the Holy Ghost enough, it's going to ooze out of you. And you're not going to have to pretend at work like you like those people. It'll start coming out of you. Because the fruit that God wants to put in your life is not for you. Stop asking for these things too, so you can be better you. They're not for you. Have you ever seen an apple tree eat apples? You don't. But we're so busy trying to put these things on the outside of us when really God wants to put them on the inside. Are you tracking me? This is the Holy Spirit now. That's why we need others. We got to yield. In verse 24, those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of the sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Follow to walk the line. Following someone else. That's why you have blind spots in your life. Do you know that? Everybody got them. That's why you need somebody else with you. That's why you got to have help from others. That's why you got to get into a group. That's why we do groups. That's why we do small groups. You don't only need a church and to become a member of the church. You got to be in a small group. You need people because you got blind spots. It's called yielding to the Spirit. Yielding to the Spirit. When you yield to the Spirit, you see the direction God's going and you go with the flow. Well, I don't want to go with the flow. Yeah, if you see all the traffic's going, come on. You say, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go with this Bridge City Church, this Bridge City Church White Oak deal. I'm going to go, right? And you get all excited, right? Some of you are excited. And we get going, and we get on the ramp, and then we go, I don't know. Who picked this direction anyhow? Who picked this direction? Who says how fast we can go? How fast can we go? Who gets to pick the direction? You got to see and yield to whatever the Holy Spirit's doing. You just go with it. Just get in place. I'm going to get in line. I'm going to follow somebody else. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow where they go. I'm going to do what they do. See, this is being led by the Spirit, and you're going to be amazed at what starts coming out of you. It's going to be like that garlic. Are you with me? See, being led by the Spirit is Holy Spirit help. Do a work on the inside. I'm not just going to please God with my actions. He is pleased on the inside. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. And there's people here today, you're hopeless and helpless, and you're feeling like you can't make it. And listen, what you need is you don't need a pep rally. You need an impartation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Holy Spirit, help. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to what He's doing. Yield to how He's doing it here. From the inside out. Are you with me? Yeah. See, we go from out of control to in control, to mean to kind, selfish to selfless, to no faith to steps of faith. And this is it. When people come and say, you can't do this and you can't do that, this is the statement we say all the time. Time will tell and fruit don't lie. Time will tell, and fruit don't lie. Time will tell. People have come to me. Listen, and over the years, and you're this, and you're that, and you're this way. Time will tell, and fruit don't lie. Whatever's produced, time's going to tell, and that fruit don't lie. When the fruit of joy and life and peace, even in the midst of wanting to give up, even in the midst of circumstances not good, even in the midst of financial challenges, time will tell and fruit don't lie. I'm going to abide in Him. I'm going to allow Him to breathe on me once again. I'm going to allow the Spirit to empower me. That's what I need. I need Spirit empowerment more than I need just somebody to say, attaboy at times. Come on, whenever you're feeling lonely, it's an invitation from God to say, come and be alone with Him. Whenever you're feeling despair, it's an invitation to step forward. Whenever you're feeling these way, it's the Holy Spirit help. Yes. And I'm telling you, right, what I'm telling you today is getting written out of many churches. It's getting written out of many, many people's lives. And I'm telling you right now, how can we do this without the Spirit of God? Because He's a help. He's a counselor. He's an illuminator. He does all these things for me and with me and through me. It's an inside job here. Listen, I don't just want to be conformed. I want to be transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 13, finding your purpose. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. Don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another. Use your freedom to serve one another. Use your freedom to serve one another. Come on. I've been set free. This is how you know you've been set free. Because you don't have to do anything. You get to. That's how I know you've been set free. People ask me all the time, well, how do I know if I'm mad at something or hurt by something? How do I know I'm not hurt anymore? Because you're willing to be hurt again. When you're willing to be hurt again, you're healed. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Nobody's going to say this. I'm not going to trust. I'm not going to do this. You're not healed. Yet the Holy Spirit hasn't done a work in your life. Are you with me?
Yes.
See, I want the Holy Spirit work. I wish I could give you a perfect plan. Well, just pray this simple prayer. All I know is this, is the Holy Spirit goes where he's invited. If you ask, he's not going to leave you hanging. I didn't say your circumstances are going to change, but your perspective is going to change. The inside of you is going to change. Listen, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. There's no law against those two things. Stop trying to approach him informationally and let's approach him spiritually. Is this helping you today?
Yes, yes.
See, no, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to speak to you spiritually because there's freedom to serve. My purpose is to serve. So what are we set free to do? What are we set free to do? I'm going to tell you what we're set free to do. We're set free to love, to serve, to give generously. We're set free to grow. That's why today at 3 o'clock, we have Growth Track. We're going to grow people today. I'm set free to grow. I don't have to go there out of an obligation. I get to go because there's so much more about this great God in heaven. I'm set free to live with joy. I'm set free to live with peace. I'm set free to live on purpose. Are you with me? See, this is what we're set free for. Well, what house should I live in? What kind of car should I drive? What kind of this? What kind of that? Listen, I can't solve that, but I do know this. There's a lot more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, righteousness, goodness, and self-control than we're living. Am I right or wrong? Because we've cashed it in. We said, this is as good as it gets. We said, it's good. We're allowing ourselves to live on good intentions rather than allowing the Spirit of God to produce something great inside of us. Are you with me? Are you with me this morning? How many of y'all have a greater hunger to say, I want to live by the Spirit of God. I want to live by him. Come on, how many of y'all just something in you right now is coming alive? Okay, real quick, if you're part of the prayer team, that means you came today and you're ready to pray, you're ready to go. I want you to move up front. There's going to be prayer teams right here. There's going to be prayer teams right here. You guys get in place. I could have listed so many more things here. Free not to be selfish anymore. I'm free to do whatever it is, generously grow. How many of y'all could use a few of those right now? I just want you to stand to your feet with me. We're going to worship Jesus, and then we're going to move out of our seats. And the people up front, we're going to pray for you this morning. We're just going to pray for you. We're not going to counsel you. Not give you 18 steps to take. We're going to pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit, that you would get set free and experience the fruit of the Spirit the way God created you to. Never miss an opportunity to get prayed for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. But before we do that, and you're going to get ready, just get ready right there. I just want to offer you something. If you're here today and you don't have a day, a moment, or time, when Jesus Christ, when you surrendered your life to him, today is your day. He has your picture in heaven. He's just waiting to put it on his refrigerator. But you got to receive it. I didn't say you have to earn it. You got to receive it. Not by information, but by revelation. If you don't have a day, a moment, or time that you said, Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sin. I have fallen short. I've missed the mark. And you, Jesus, died on the cross for me. And I want to surrender my life and let you be the leader of my life right now. I want to surrender who I am to you, Jesus. And I want this freedom in my life of this relationship with God the Father. If that's you this morning, I want you joyfully and boldly to do the best thing you could ever do in your life is surrender your life to Jesus. Receive his love. I just want you right now, if that's you, just slip up your hand. I'm going to pray for you right where you are. Is there anybody here today that just says, you know what? That's me today. That's me today. Anybody here today? Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hands up and writing your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord God. And if you raise your hand, somebody's going to come up beside you and they're going to pray for you. They're just going to pray for you and encourage you. You don't even have to say anything. They're going to do the praying for you. That's our way of saying you're important. That's our way of saying we value you. Now the rest of us here today, I just want you to begin lining up right now. I just want you to get into the center. Get into these aisles right now. There's somebody at the end of the aisle, they're going to direct you to somebody going to pray for you. Come on, how many of y'all need an infilling of the Holy Ghost? Just start releasing them right now. Just start releasing them right now. Just start releasing. You're going to line up here. Then they're going to feed you to somebody there. The rest of y'all, you're going to worship Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on. Just open up your hands just like this. I know this may be rough for some of you. Just open up your hands just like this. Just say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on. I want to value God in this place. I want to value the needs in this place. I'm going to ask that we just honor God in this house right now. Let's worship God. Let's get some prayer in Jesus' name.